2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
partial remains found in Florida where investigators were searching for Brian Laundrie. Prosecutors in Utah say there were many missed opportunities to find evidence in the Gabby Petito case. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we just learned that if you bought onions recently, check where they're from. Onions grown in Mexico and distributed by a company called ProSource are causing a salmonella outbreak, including Utah. All color onions are affected. Just throw them out. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have traffic building southbound I-15 going from Murray to Midvale. No solid stop-and-go delays. But northbound I-15, those slowdowns are setting in for Davis County drivers. Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Gets up to 63 and some cloud cover. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 61 degrees. We have a partly cloudy sky. Some blue sky up there now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The FBI and local law enforcement are looking into the discovery of a backpack, a notebook, and what appear to be human remains found in a Florida wilderness park, which Brian Laundrie had been known to frequent. Agent in charge, Michael McPherson.
These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
Authorities have been searching for the Florida man since the body of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, was found in a remote part of a national park in Wyoming.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Laundrie is a person of interest in the disappearance of Petito, and he has been charged with using Petito's credit card after her death. The couple had been on a cross-country trip when Petito went missing. Laundrie vanished not long after that. His parents have not been cooperating with authorities. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. KSL Sports, this is a big afternoon for the KSL family. The hosts of Unrivaled are taking their live radio show to our sister station, The Zone 97.5 and 1280 AM. They're going to be on every afternoon from 3 to 6. I talked about the new show with Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell just a little while ago. Congratulations, guys. So what's this show going to be about?
Same old. I mean, for us, so I guess we've been doing the sports show for a while. I don't know. Same old is not the way to say it, I guess, Jeff, but you know, sports is our passion. And that's the thing that I, you know, grew up wishing that I could be a part of. And, I've always done some version of it at KSL and, you know, turned into the Unrivaled being our baby there for a long time. And now it's turned into, being on the zone from 3 to 6 in the evening. So we're massively pumped about it. So it's just all the same stuff, Jazz, Utes, Cougars, Aggies, and tons of NFL because of Scott's experience. So it's going to be our same show, at least our same like flavor, an hour longer and with a lot more oomph behind it because of the zone.
So you're on from 3 to 6 weekday afternoons, which is fantastic. And this is the perfect time to start your new show because we have the Jazz home opener tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We're going to have David Locke on, who's the voice of the Jazz, of course, on the zone. And so you can hear that on KSL News Radio as well. So that partnership has turned into something really amazing. I mean, we've got, you're going to hear it on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. You can hear it on KSL News Radio tonight. And that call, I mean, David Locke's the best, you know, in terms of being able to break the game down and knowing everything X's and O's wise in basketball. So, yeah, the Jazz starting things off with this season. We're giving away tickets every hour on our show, too. Like, that's the cool thing now that we have this association with the Jazz. Tickets every hour if they're at home all game, all year long. So that's another reason to be excited.
So a simple question. Where do we end up? Are they going to go all the way? Do we get a parade, Alex?
The parade only happens like if you do the big one, if you win the big
right.
NBA championship. I don't know. I mean, I think the team's gotten better in the offseason. I'm excited for Jared Butler in terms of being like a rookie guy coming in. I'm really excited about Hassan Whiteside and Rudy Gay to be a part of this team as well. So we'll see how those guys add to Quinn Snyder's blender.
That's Alex Keery along with Scott Mitchell on Unrivaled, now on Afternoons on The Zone, 97.5 FM, 1280 AM. Congratulations, guys. KSL News Time, 3:49. Over here to check on traffic, we're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and here's Ricky Meese.
We are crash-free on all of your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 in Utah County. And the only spot of slowing on the freeways in Salt Lake County is on southbound I-15. It's filling in and slowing down between 53rd South through Midvale. But by the time you're going to 90th South and the Southtown Mall, you're right back to the posted limit. We do have some busy traffic headed southbound on 5600 West between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
Looks like southbound Foothill Drive starting to get just a bit busy now between the golf course there at 13 South out to about Stringham Avenue as you approach I-80. Northbound 15, good to go from downtown Salt Lake. Davis County delays typical right now, filling in from, it looks like, the Layton Parkway now up to 700 South into Clearfield. And southbound I-15, no problems from Ogden to Salt Lake right now. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Lehman.
Drying up the next couple of days, partly to mostly cloudy today. We're up 63, 66, and more sunshine tomorrow, and then warms up 68. Not a bad day Friday, partly cloudy. More clouds on Saturday and some showers late in the day. Saturday's high 62. You can expect more showers early Sunday morning as well. High 60. And yet again, more rain on Monday, 59. Keep the raincoats handy for Tuesday, 54. More rain and snow. I'm Grant Weem in KSL Weather Center.
Pleasant jacket weather in Salt Lake City. Perfect for heading over to Vivint for the block party that starts at 5 o'clock. We're going to take the show over there at 5. It's 3:51.
Only on KSL News Radio. Yeah.
My baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 to 5, and then he takes another home again to find me waiting for him.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Hi, Doug Ryden. Normally, when I talk about Zero Res, I'm talking about the great carpet cleaning. We have utilized their carpet cleaning service for years and years and years. But right now, I want to talk about what Zero Res is offering for air duct cleaning services. And this is at Zero Res Salt Lake City, Zero Res Davis Weber. Starting this month, they are offering a unique and innovative approach to cleaning your entire air duct system. They inspect the system, then they use their powerful cleaning unit that delivers the most effective air duct cleaning available, eliminating all of the dust and the dirt and the debris from your air ducts. This is going to make a huge difference in your home. So why don't you schedule your air duct cleaning today and get 25% off when you call 801-288-ZERO. 25% off. Or you can also go online, book online at ZeroResSaltLake.com or up north, ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom. how the world connects.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
The Cougars need this win.
Tyler powers his way into the end zone. Tyler Allgeier scores, and the Cougars take the lead.
BYU, Washington State.
This Saturday.
Listen for KSL's extended pregame starting at 9.
And then kickoff at 1:30.
On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, brought to you by Central Bank. Bitcoin hit a new trading record today, a climb to $66,000. First time ever, almost $2,000 more than the previous record set back in April. KSL Drives, Tesla has started to deliver the Model X in the Bay Area. The carmaker paused production on the car 8 months ago to upgrade Model X programs, but continued to take orders for the car. Tesla is expected to expand deliveries beyond the Bay Area next month. AMC is going to start to offer open captioning at 240 theaters. The company is hoping to make theaters more welcoming for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 152 points. The day finished with the Dow at 35,069. The S&P gained 16 points, but the NASDAQ lost 7. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
BYU's next opponent, the Washington State Cougars, is down 5 coaches after firing their head coach and assistants due to them not complying with the state of Washington's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It's possible the Cougs in red could hire some new coaches between now and Saturday's game to help fill in. Regardless, BYU assistant head coach Ed Lamb is telling the squad to not let their guard down.
I just finished talking to the team about this. Some of our best performances a season ago when we lost 5 or 6 coaches a week on some of these occasions to COVID measures, those were some of our best performances. This game is about players. It's 99% about players and 1% about coaches. Our players know that. That's what we want to believe. That's what we do believe. And our guys will be fine.
For more on the BYU-Washington State matchup, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.